have in studio, as we do every Tuesday, we have the Independence Chamber of Commerce Director, Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be great for the next couple of days. Supposed to get up to like 60 tomorrow, and then the rain comes in on Thursday and Friday, but it's still going to be like 62 and 63 before, you know, Saturday the bottom like drops out. It's going to drop to like 33 in snow. So I guess we have to enjoy the weather while we have it. So
it is January.
Yeah, it's Jekyll and Hyde. So lots of things going on in Independence, Lisa. But first thing we want to start with, as we have been the past couple weeks, want to talk about spirit pumps.
Yes, we do. So the spirit pumps are available at Mikey's Convenience Store, and they are there the entire month of January through January the 31st. And we're just encouraging everyone to get out when they need to fill up their tank with gas, that they stop by Mikey's on Penn Avenue and fill up at the spirit pump, because 3 cents of every gallon of gas at that designated spirit pump is donated to our local schools. So it's a great way to give to the youth of our community.
Absolutely. So get on over there and fill up. I mean, and like, it doesn't cost any more to fill up there.
No, it does not.
So it's, you're paying the same amount. It's just $3 going to $3 for every gallon, correct?
3 cents.
3 cents. Well, that's what I meant. $3, that'd be a lot. 3 cents of every gallon. Still, though, that's, it ends up being quite a lot if it's being used all day.
It does. It adds up. It does. And you're right. Whether at the spirit pump, there are three different types of gasoline. You can choose whichever one is as most suitable for your car or whatever you decide you want to put in. And regardless of what level you choose, 3 cents of every single gallon of gas out of that designated spirit pump goes to our school.
So that's a good thing going back into the community. Today being Tuesday, as it always usually is, it's the weekly community recycling day at the sanitation yard.
It is. So we do have community recycling every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the sanitation yard. And then we always have community recycling on the first Saturday of every month. And out at the sanitation yard, they not only take in all of the recyclables, but they also take appliances and furniture, bulky items, debris. Do not bring your trash out there, but they take all of those other items in an effort to help keep our city picked up and looking nice.
So that happens every Tuesday out at the sanitation yard, so get on out there. Also tonight, school's back in session, so that means it's time for some more basketball, as the Independence High School basketball team will be taking on Parsons.
Yes, so the kids have only been back in session one day, but basketball is in full swing. So this evening they will take on Parsons. The varsity game starts at 6 o'clock, and the boys' varsity game starts at 8.
So get on out there, especially if you're a big basketball fan. Get out there for that. On Thursday, it will be time for the Independence City Commission meeting.
Yes, so this Thursday is the Independent City Commission meeting, and I wanted to give a shout-out about that. If you come early at 5 o'clock, they will be doing a reception for our new City Commissioner, Dean Hayes, and our outgoing City Commissioner, Gary Hogsett, and welcoming Dean onto the commission and thanking Gary for his service. Louis Yasusi will be returning as one of our commissioners, along with Leonard Kaflish. So anyway, at 5 o'clock, that reception will take place, and then our commission meeting will start at 5:30. So it's a great way to show those two gentlemen how much you appreciate Gary's support of our community through the years, and express encouragement to Dean Hayes as he takes on a commission seat for the first time, and then again to continue to be well informed by attending commission meetings or watching them online and on YouTube.
And having that online, that helps out a lot for people that, you know, maybe shut-ins or can't get out to go to the meetings. That way they can actually watch them online instead of having to get out. So more basketball headed up this weekend for Saturday and Monday, as Independence Community College will have a pair of opponents.
That's right. So we have a couple of games coming up. I said there's a lot of basketball going on in the month of January. So the Pirates will take on Colby. The women will play at 4, and the men's game will start at 6. That would be Saturday. And then that following Monday, the college will take on Neosho County, and the women's game will begin at 6, and the men's game will be at 8 that evening.
It's going to be a pretty close opponent, so it should be a pretty good rivalry game there with Neosho County coming into town. Then on Tuesday, January 14th, More basketball. Independence High School locks up with Fort Scott.
That's right. And the girls will play at 6 and the boys will play at 8. So lots of good high school Bulldog and Pirate basketball the first part of this month, and then later on we'll be talking about some more.
Yeah, it's if you're a basketball junkie, this is your time of year. Lots of basketball to get out there. Also, let's see, checking out also on the 14th, the SEK Cancer Support Group will be meeting for the first time this year.
They will. So the it's a chapter of Victory in the Valley. The Cancer Support Group meets every second Tuesday of each month at 6:30 at the Nazarene Church out on South 10th Street. Everyone is invited to attend, whether if you are a cancer patient, a survivor, a family member, a friend, anyone who is involved in that fight is encouraged to attend that support group. And again, it's always on the second Tuesday of each month. They always have a great speaker, some topic that they address. Very worth your time to attend if you find that information to be helpful. And Valerie Davis at 331-4099 is the person to contact if you have additional questions.
So again, that is going to be at the Nazarene Church Family Life Center. Again, it's the second Tuesday of every month. Now, also happening, two things are going to be happening out at the ICC Fab Lab. First will be the Entrepreneurial Mind Class, which starts on January 15th.
Yes, so as you mentioned, school's back in session for the high school, and school will be back in session for the college kids on the 15th, and that kicks off the spring semester, and the Entrepreneurial Mindset class will be one that is being offered out at the Fab Lab on the campus of Independence Community College every Wednesday from 6 to 8, and I say that because that is not your gen ed class that typically is provided out at the college. You know, everyone goes out there to take some of those core classes that everyone needs as they pursue their college education. But in addition to that, the college provides a lot of other classes, you know, pottery classes, art classes, theater and music. They have so many other things to offer than your basic gen eds. And this is one of them. It really sparks the entrepreneurial mindset in our community. It's a class. I've taken the class. It's part of the Ice House Entrepreneur Program. And there's a book and a workbook, and there's lots of classroom discussion, and you're just surrounded by other creative, like-minded entrepreneurs that are either taking that step in faith and really stepping out to pursue their dream, or they're still, you know, they still have their day job, but they're thinking about a side hustle, whatever it might be. It's just a great place to feel that support. Jim Carell is the instructor. He is also someone that if you are a small business in town or you are thinking about starting a small business, anytime those calls come into the chamber, we always send them to Jim because he's a great mentor. He can also connect you with other mentors because, as we know, a lot of people have great ideas and they're able to get those ideas started. But then to continue to make it sustainable, you need to be surrounded by a good support system. And the Fab Lab, the Entrepreneur Program, and Jim Carell are three places that you definitely want to be connected with. So enroll in the Entrepreneurial Mindset class if you are interested in that. It's Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8. A light dinner will be included. It's, again, I can't say enough about it. It's just awesome. And in addition to that, this is what I'm talking about when I say right. The college provides gen ed classes, but so much more. There is also a guitar fabrication class, Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 8:30. You will learn basic woodworking and wood finishing techniques, how electric guitars work, how guitar components are made, and guitar assembly and intonation. And then you'll come away with your very own ready-to-play guitar.
That's awesome.
I know. And the
be able to build your own guitar.
Producing this quality instrument with your own two hands.
Right.
So how can it get any better than that? So if you're interested in any of that or anything else at the college, you can call the college. You can call the Fab Lab at 332-5499. You can go onto their website at fablabicc.org and reach out to Jim Carell. It's just amazing out there.
That's that sounds like a lot of fun. Just to make your own guitar, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, hey, and you're just like, hey, look at this. I made this.
I know.
This is my guitar. All right. Also coming up between the 16th and the 19th will be Bird Hunters United.
That's correct. We have actually two hunts I'm going to talk about at the same time. The 16th through the 19th is the Bird Hunters United. We call it BHU, National Finals, being held out at Remington Ranch out east of town, and or out north of town. And then we also have one coming up on January 31st through February 2nd, and that's the National Upland Classic Series, and they call that NUX. And it is a Kansas State Championship, also being held at Remington Ranch, organized by the BHU groups and the NUX groups. And BHU, the Bird Hunters United, they will be in town on January 16th through the 19th, as we said, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on Thursday and Friday, there will be some amateur and open top qualified dogs in both pointing and flushing divisions. And then on Saturday, there will be ladies, youth, puppy, expert, and doubles, both in pointing and flushing divisions. There's a banquet Saturday night. And then on Sunday, it will be the top 10 runoff to determine the 2019 National Championship in amateur and open pointing and flushing. So lots of really cool things. A lot of people from out of town, they'll be booking hotel rooms. So lots of unfamiliar faces, but they'll probably have on camo or orange. And they'll be in Independence community. And so we just welcome them to our community, and we encourage anyone who might have an interest in that, either through participating or observing, to contact Remington Ranch, or you can call the Chamber of Commerce and we'll give you more information. But just a couple of really cool tourism events that are happening. You know, we have a lot of public hunting land, and our county is really prime for all types of hunting.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really working to capitalize on that.
Most definitely, especially the deer in this area is just amazing. So coming up on January 18th, more college basketball, as the Pirates will take on Butler.
That's right. So the college will take on Butler County. Women's game will tip off at 4. The men will play at 6, and that's on the 18th. And then I'll skip on down, and if someone's listening and they have a pencil, they'll want to jot down Wednesday the 25th, the Pirates play Cloud County, and then on the 29th, the Pirates will play Allen County. So lots of good college basketball. You can go on their website. The schedule is up. You can get the exact date, you know, dates, times, and everything, because it does vary. It used to be it was always a 6 and 8, but now there are a lot of 4 and 6 games,
right,
as well.
And so it's usually, I think it's usually the weekend games are like the 4 and 6. So
check that out on the college's website and put those dates on your calendar. Get out for some. I mean, it's great family fun.
Oh yeah.
The teams are doing well, and they're just fun to watch and be supportive of the college athletes. And then on Saturday, so we've got a game that will start from 4. The women will play at 4, as I said, and the men will play at 6. But at the same time, but not completely, so you could actually do both if you worked it into your schedule. You can get out and support our 4-H'ers in the community. So Valley Victor's Soup Supper and Silent Auction is going to be taking place Saturday the 18th from 5 to 7 at ICC West. That's out on West Main. And, of course, if you're familiar at all with 4-H'ers, they are incredibly talented youth, and they're going to be making homemade soups, delicious desserts and relishes. It's $6 a person, so just skip dinner. I mean, not skip dinner, skip cooking dinner. Go out and support the youth at this event. And so the silent auction starts at 6:30, as I said before, at ICC West, out on West Main. The address is 2615 West Main. All proceeds will benefit the Valley Victors 4-H Club. And if you need more information, you can call Jackie Chandler at 330-0934. And again, that's the 18th from 5 to 7. Save back $6 and go have some dinner and support the 4-H'ers.
If you can just do me a favor, just real quick, turn that mic a little closer. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, there we go. It sounds a lot better. I was just a little hollow there for a second. coming up, this is a really cool, what I was just reading about it, on the 18th at the Meadowlark Lounge, featuring all women songwriters. So this looks really, really cool.
That's right. So this event is patterned after the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee, that many are familiar with. And so we're doing a Meadowlark Lounge in Independence, Kansas. It's at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center on Saturday, January the 18th. The address of the museum is 123 North 8th. The concert starts at 7, and this particular event will feature, as you said, all women singer and songwriters. For the price of admission, you will get appetizers and refreshments, and the benefit is to help, the event is to benefit the museum. Tickets are $20. You can call the museum at 331-3515 and get more information. It's being sponsored by Midwest Real Estate. It's always a good time. It really is. I've been, and there are so many talented people. The one that I attended had a mixture of men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And this one will be kind of special because,
right,
again, it will feature all women. So I think it'll be very, very interesting to see all of the area talent that we have.
Absolutely. That's going to be very, very cool. I was reading about that as you were give me this list, and I was reading about that. That looks really, really cool. So that may be something I need to check out. On the 19th will be the Dr. Martin Luther King Memorial Community Celebration.
So every year, the Diversity Task Force sponsors the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Celebration at the IHS Performing Arts Center. It always starts with a free soup luncheon at 2 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock, the program begins. It's a huge celebration. I encourage everyone to get out and just remember Dr. King and everything that he stood for, all the things that he did, and recognize that and come together as a community. And it's a beautiful celebration. And this year we have three things that I kind of want to point out that people might be especially interested in. So they do a memorial choir, a community memorial choir. And this is really cool. They get together as community members. So, maybe you don't sing in your church choir, but maybe you sing in the shower and you want to be a part of the community choir. You can just blend in.
I sing in the shower all the time.
That's right. So there's going to be a community choir, and they're looking for members to join them for their performance on Sunday. As I said, it will start at 3 o'clock, but choir practices will be held on Saturday, January the 11th, so that would be this coming Saturday, and then Saturday, January the 18th at 2 o'clock, both times at Crystal Brook Church. That's at 801 West Chestnut. And if you need more information, you can call Deetra Rose at 331-0280. But just show up at Crystal Brook Church at 2 o'clock the next two Saturdays and join in with other community members, learn some songs, and then you'll be prepared to sing as a group. No soloists. Well, there might be, but if you're not wanting to do that, you just kind of blend in, like I said, nicely with everyone else.
I do better blending.
That's right. So do I. And then if singing is not your thing, but dancing is, then they also have something for the dancers. They're looking for community members to join in on a dance performance. So dance practices will be held on Saturdays as well at 3 o'clock. So you can come for choir practice at 2, stay for dance lessons at 3. That will be Saturday, January the 11th, this Saturday, and Saturday, January the 18th at 3 o'clock. And then on the 19th, the community dance group will be performing as well at 3 o'clock on the stage at the High School Performing Arts Center. And if you need more information, you can call 926-1075 and receive more information about the Community Memorial Dance Group. And then they're having a food fight.
Food fight!
Well, not really.
Not in the literal sense.
Yes, that's right. Not what you and I would think of when we think of a food fight. But we have a very friendly competition between the schools, and they do a food drive in order to replenish the Independence food basket. You know, we just came out of October, November, and December, which are high need months in our community. So we're replenishing the food basket and asking that kiddos bring non-perishable food items to school with them and join in on the school competition. I think I was reading that Eisenhower Elementary School usually just blows the socks off of it and wins the competition, the food fight every year. But who knows who might be the winner this year. But also as a community, we are asked to drop off food at the Chamber of Commerce or at G&W Foods until January the 17th. And we have containers at our office. So drop by any non-perishable canned food items that you would like to contribute to the food basket. And again, that is the food fight. It's being sponsored by RSVP at Fork County. And you get complete bragging rights if you are the school that has, you know, the most items.
Right.
Or they do it by weight. I can't remember which way it's done. But anyway, so for the kids are in school. So I guess if you're a parent, you can send food with your kiddo to school. And if not, again, drop it by G&W or Independence Chamber of Commerce and help replenish the food basket.
Absolutely.
Then just come to the event on Sunday at 3:00. I'm not kidding you. It'll be the best hour you spent in a long time. It's a beautiful celebration, and you won't be disappointed.
Also, just a few more things to go over here. VFW's Post 1186 will be having their bingo night every Monday.
That's right. So that's every Monday at 5:00 because the doors open. Games begin at 7:00. Bingo packs start at $7. So it's just fun family time.
Oh, yeah.
If you're looking for something to do, you want to get out of the house and do something on Monday evenings, go support the VFW and take in bingo night.
And that's the best part about it. It's in the evening, so, you know, it's not during work. You can get out there, take the whole family out there, and have a good old time. A few more things going on here. Here at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center, the Monte Toon exhibit?
Yes. So Monte Toon is a watercolorist, and he's been in Independence before, and he's bringing back some of his works of art, and they will be on display from January the 21st through February the 29th at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. Again, that address is 123 North 8th Street. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, and you will want to put that on your calendar and be sure and go by and see his exhibit, his beautiful works of art.
Some other cool things going on. If basketball is not your thing, check it out on the 21st. Independence High School will be having a wrestling duel with Frontenac.
Yes, so I wrote this down that I wanted to talk about. January 21st and January 25th, mm-hmm. The high school has wrestling teams, and I'm not sure this might be the first year. It's the first year I know of girls wrestling. So on the 21st will be, as you said, varsity and junior varsity wrestling duel against Frontenac. That's at the high school gymnasium at 5 in the evening. And then on the 25th, there will be girls wrestling, and it's a tournament. It's at the high school as well. It starts at 9 in the morning. So the 25th is a Saturday. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I thought what a great way to really get out and cheer on those girls who are potentially taking the mat for the very first time and stepping out and taking on a different sport. So again, if basketball is not your thing, wrestling might be. Mark those on your calendar, the 21st and the 25th.
And also, if basketball is your thing, we're going back to the high school level, but a huge rivalry as it is every year. On the 28th, it will be Independence versus Phil Kinley.
I know. So I marked that down because it's always a fun game when Independence takes on Coffeyville. Whether you're on your home court or we come over to Coffeyville, it's always a good game, as it's always a good game when the Pirates take on the Ravens as
right,
well.
Big
so,
rivalry.
Yes. So we work together as a county until it comes to sports, and then we always have a good time with the competition. So the Bulldogs will take on the Tornadoes on the 28th. That's a Friday evening. Varsity game starts at 6, and the varsity girls start at 6, and the varsity boys start at 8. And again, the Independence will be taking on Field Kinley that evening, and then they will also be playing Pittsburgh on the 31st, and that will wrap up basketball for the month of January.
So a jam-packed January, lots of things going on in Independence. Lisa, if anybody has questions about all of these events, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call the chamber office at 331-1890. And we put everything on our social media page, Get Independence. And if there's something that you want us to list on the community calendar, be sure and give us a call, and we will do our best to get that inserted and help publicize your event.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in today. Like you do every Tuesday, we appreciate seeing you and telling us about all the great things happening in Independence.
Thank you for having me. I'll be back next week.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Open Line for you. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.